Hello, everybody. Welcome to the new episode, the episode number 2 of the brand new Awakening, the Random Thoughts Podcast. I am your host, Jeremiah Ortega. Welcome, everybody. I told you I'd be back. Ha ha ha. To those of you who doubted me, you didn't think I'd do it, huh? Well, here I am. You're stuck with me now. I knew I'd do it. I set my mind to it, and I did it. All right, everybody, that's how you doing, okay? It's been a couple hours since I made the last podcast. Let's do it again. Let's rev up for round 2, everybody. I'm feeling good. It's a Saturday night. All right, I had a beer or two. That's fine. We're going to get through this, everyone. And for this podcast, I wanted to focus on something else that I'm really passionate about. You know, I love movies and politics, and you know, sometimes those can get boring, you know. One movie. I love movies, TV shows, but this movie I was going to tell you about, the new one on Paramount Plus, I saw it, it's also in theaters right now, The Orphan First Kill. It is the prequel to the 2009 movie or 2008 movie, The Orphan, where this woman from Eastern Europe goes and she tricks the family she's with. She's really an adult. And apparently in this one, she was with a family before that, like the year before in 2007. So yeah, in this one, I thought, oh gosh, it's going to be a terrible carbon copy of the original Orphan. But no, it's pretty cool. I was like, oh, and all of a sudden, like halfway through the movie, bang, the twist comes. It is twisty and it is pretty dang cool. You're going to like it a lot. And you almost feel sorry for the orphan, because in the first movie you did, yeah, I mean, you're like, wow, what an evil little... You know what, but, you know, she was a tortured, evil little soul, and she really screwed up Vera Farmiga, but in this one, I don't want to give anything away, just watch it, it's okay, you know, it's a B movie, it's just a fun B horror, suspense, thriller type of film. You're gonna like to watch it on a Saturday. One of those Saturday films. It's not exactly a throwaway film. You don't have to think much about it. Just be entertained, you know. It's cheap entertainment. You like the little bit of the blood, little bit of the gore. It's not that much, but it's got some. But you'll like it if you're into that kind of thing. And it's the same actress. She's an adult now. I guess she was like 15 years old when they made the first Orphan. Now she's like 25 or 26, so... they use camera tricks. They make her look really short again. She looks like she's under 4 feet again, or 4 foot tall, and it's pretty cool. And in real life, she's like 5'3", so it looks a little funny, but it's all right. It's kind of like the Lord of the Rings with Elijah Wood and the Hobbits. They use camera tricks and stuff to make him look shorter than what they really are. She said she doesn't have hairy feet like the Hobbits as well. You know, that'd be kind of weird. I don't know. If you're into feet, I guess. If you're into feet, I guess you would have liked her feet, hairy or not. I don't know if she has a wiki feet, so... Anyway, I don't want to get distracted by the feet of the orphan. Anyway, let's move on to something I just wanted to talk about, and that is sports. Specifically, American football. If you're listening in the world, I want to say American football. It's different from soccer. I will never call soccer football. That's how American I am in my sports likings. Okay? And my favorite sport is professional football in the National Football League. I am a football fanatic. I am addicted to this thing. I will watch preseason games that do not count. I watch every professional game on Sunday. My Sundays are ruined. My Mondays, my Thursdays. And, you know, sometimes my Saturdays when they play in the Christmas time and for New Year's. I am a junkie. It is. I am not addicted to drugs. I'm addicted to football. And I know if you're a lady hearing that, you're pretty disgusted by me. You're repulsive. It's a repulsive thing to be addicted to. But you like the Kardashians. So I give you that one. You know, give me my football. I'll give you your Kardashians. They are disgusting, horrible people. They've ruined more lives than CTE. I'm pretty sure about it. So you can have your Kardashians. Just give me my football. That's all I want. And specifically, It is the Las Vegas Raiders. It is my father's team, my brother's team, my team. We love that team, even though they've hurt us multiple times in the past. My father was lucky. He was able to see the Las Vegas Raiders win 3 Super Bowls. You know, I haven't seen them win any. Neither has my brother. I saw them go to the Super Bowl in 2002 when I was in 9th grade. They lost. They got blown out. I had to go to school the next day and get ridiculed and mocked and made fun of by every cowboy, bronco, jerko, New England fan around. It was the worst. I was in a sea of assholes, a bunch of jerks, and they gave me shit all week, going into all month, and it was a pain in the ass, and my team shit the bed, they lost, and they lost in the worst way. They lost to the coach who they traded the year before. How embarrassing. They lost to John Gruden and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And it hurts me to this day, and when I think about it, I want to throw up. I want to slap myself in the face. And when I hurt myself, no, see, that's the true thing of an addict. An addict is disgusting, be it drugs, gambling, or football, and that's just the way it is. And I'm so excited. We got Josh McDaniels right now, the guy from New England. It's a second bite at the apple. And he's doing some good things. He's got him on track. They've gone 3-0. They got some superstars at wide receiver. They got Devontae Adams, which I was shocked. Literally shocked when it happened. I could not believe it. Nothing this good ever happens in the offseason, all right? And we got, like, the best receiver in football for a first and second round pick. That's amazing. And I was like, good God, I can't believe it. And then we go around, we get Chandler Jones. He's a productive pass rusher. He's going to be the second guy next to our guy, Max Crosby. It's looking up. We're looking up, everybody. I mean, this may be the toughest division in football, the AFC West. We're going to do something, all right? We're going to make things happen. We're going to beat the crap out of the Broncos and the Chargers and the stupid Chiefs. I'm sick of the Chiefs winning the division. So, hey, it's what's going to happen, all right? I believe it. I see it. The Raiders are making it happen, and that's all there is to it because Stone Cold said so. All right. You see what football does to people? You see how insane I'm feeling? You see how crazy it's going? Sorry about that, folks. I just needed to reset the computer. You see how I'm acting right now? That's what football does to you. It makes you a junkie. It makes you a degenerate to where it's all you're thinking about. You're up at night on YouTube looking at clips from receivers during draft season of guys from, like, no-name colleges. You know, they got, like, the crappy camera up in the booth. They've got some footage of a guy. It's very grainy. It's always grainy. It's got some terrible rap music over it. And you're like, oh, God, maybe this guy could return punts. You know, maybe he can return punts. Maybe he can be the slot. He can fill a slot receiver. Maybe he can be a right tackle. He could be a diamond in the rough for us. He could be the missing piece to the Super Bowl run. And the Super Bowl, that's the thing. You get to the Super Bowl, the trophy is like the lamest trophy in all of sports. I mean, the World Series, the trophy's better. The NBA trophy's better. I mean, the Stanley Cup, it's a giant cup. This is just like a stupid ball. It's silver. It's weird looking. It gets fingerprints all over it. It's not even that great of a trophy. It's just the bragging rights. I think that's what we want more than anything. Bragging rights over our rivals. We can just slap them in the face with our victory for a whole year. That's the joy of it. Just the... Ooh, it is. It's like the high of snorting coke. I imagine I've never snorted coke, but I guess that's how it feels. It's just that euphoric feeling of I am the greatest. And you had nothing to do with it. That's the craziest thing, you know. And you're just like so, you can feel it. You can dream about it. You dream about talking smack to your stupid friends who are Bronco fans or Charger fans or Cowboy fans. You know, you're like, oh, we're the champions, man. We beat you. And that's it. It's childish. And that's where it is. It's rooted in our childhood. It brings us joy. You know, in this world that's so screwed up and so serious and so... gotta do taxes and... care about civic engagement. Sports is just a great ultimate escape that we love, you know? And that's why I think we like sports so much. And that's... I'm getting to the second part of this. Politics. Just hear me out. For some stupid reason... I'm saying about 20 years ago, maybe a little before that, the rise of Fox News, with the rise of other cable networks to a lesser degree, like MSNBC, we get CNN, mainly Fox News, they have made politics like sports. They've made liking somebody, liking a Republican, like liking your favorite sports team. And I hate that crap. I hate that shit. Okay, I said the S word. Big deal. All right, but you know, I hate it. I hate that we treat politics like sports. It is stupid. Just all that crazy stuff I said about football, that's how people are treating politics today. It's awful. It's gross. I liked it back when we voted and we did our civic duty. And we didn't talk about it to anybody. We just talked about sports. Isn't talking about sports so much better than talking about politics? Yes. Let's go back to that. I'm so tired of treating politics like sports. And that's the problem. That's when you get factions and cults. Look at the Trump cult. Trump cult 45. It's crazy. These people... have lost their fucking minds. There's Trump stores. There's Trump rallies every fucking weekend, it seems like. Every weekend. You gotta go to another goddamn rally? Like you go every weekend to a football game? You go to a pep rally? You go to the draft? You see your team's training camp? Now you gotta do that shit for politics? Why? Why are we doing that shit? It's so stupid. It's dumb. It's like we're waiting to see who's going to get drafted to the new team. Who's a new rising star in politics? Who cares? Do they follow your values? Yeah, that's fine. Are you going to always vote for them just because they have an R next to their name? Why? That's why we can't get out of this mess. Yeah, they're like, hey, Joe Biden doesn't attract a crowd. Who gives a shit? Joe Biden doesn't have a following. Joe Biden doesn't inspire anybody. But he gets shit done. He knows how to navigate the Washington circus. Did Trump do anything? Could he get anything done? He got a tax break for the rich people done. That's it. Talked about Infrastructure Week every goddamn week. Did anything happen? Hell no. Controversy after controversy after controversy. He's starting trade and embargo wars? We had to treat our farmers like welfare cases to bail him out? Because of his trade wars? He gave top secret secrets to the Saudis? Probably to the Russians? They probably digitized all those files they found at Mar-a-Lago? What the hell's going on, man? And still, the people are, I don't care. It's all a lie. It's all a witch hunt. I don't care. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what it's right in front of my fucking face. He's on my team. He's on the team I support. I support him no matter what. Does that make any sense? And that's directly from Fox News taking the strategic standpoint. Hey, we can get more viewers, more loyal viewers that'll watch us every day if we treat politics like sports. We make Republicans your favorite sport team. They're intertwined. You never stray from your favorite sports team. You're a traitor if you do. You're a rhino. rhinos get hunted, just like that asshole from Arkansas wanted to do. You can't speak out against your own team. It's very cult-like. Sports can be cult-like. But the thing about sport, you can talk so much shit about your team, but you're always loyal to the team. It's weird. In politics, you can't talk any shit about Trump if you're a Republican. You can't criticize him at all. See, that's where it's kind of changed. It's a little different from sports. You can shit on your team, but eventually you're like, when the season comes around, hey, we gotta support our guy. He's our fucking guy. Yeah, don't fucking talk shit about my quarterback. How many fourth quarter comebacks that guy have? He leads the lead in fourth quarter comebacks. Yeah, that's my guy, Derek Carr. He's my guy. I gotta support him. I gotta defend him from the riffraff and bullshit. And all the bullets that fly at this guy, he's not elite. He doesn't want a playoff game. He's been there for 9 years. He's had to, you know, he's like Andy Dufresne in the Shawshank Redemption. He just keeps, he crawls through a freaking, crawls through so much shit. And finally, it looks like he's at the end of the shit tunnel. He's going to get his chance in the sun. He'll go to the playoffs. He's going to make the Super Bowl with his buddy Devontae. They're going to hand out in San Juanteo, Mexico. After they win the Super Bowl, the Raiders will be Super Bowl champs. You know, that's the fantasy in my mind. I gotta support my guy. And that's how it is with Trump. They gotta support him no matter what. No matter what, he's your guy. And the thing is, in football, yeah, Derek Carr could get traded, my quarterback. And I'll root for the next quarterback. If they draft another quarterback, they bring another quarterback in a free agency. But with the Republicans, you can't trade Trump. He's stuck. They're stuck with Trump. Until he goes to prison or if he dies, they can't say they don't like him. They don't want him. See, that's the problem. In politics, we should be able to interchange these politicians just like that. Boom, boom, boom. They're not doing what we want for the people. We're going to primary you. We don't like you. We don't love you. We don't adore you. We like you. You can be replaceable. That's how it should be in politics. That's why I'm in favor of term limits. I'm in favor of term limits for senators, for representatives, just like we have them for the president. We should have them for the Supreme Court as well. Like, I like that. They're bringing a bill forward of the 20-year term limits for the Supreme Court. I think for senators and reps, there should be, you know, 12 years. You can't serve more than 12 years on either side, so the amount of 24 years. If you can do it for 24 years, that's a pretty long time. You've got your benefit, you've got your government benefits, your family's taken care of, and you can get out of politics, you know? That's what I want to see. I want to see more people engaged in politics. I want to see new voices. I want to see new ideas. Too many times these guys go to Washington, they get stagnant, they get paid off, they get paid off by the big lobbyists, big pharma, big defense, big oil. And they just do whatever they want them to do. They don't pass legislation. Status quo stays the same. Nothing gets done. We stay miserable. The American public ekes by while they feast on filet mignon, caviar. We're eating steakums, TV dinners, watching our Kardashians and football. Football is that little bit of, it's a little bit of dopamine, you know, to get rid of the fact that we're getting screwed over. These people are getting rich and we're staying the same. Football helps. It's like a drug. It's a drug, man. Treat it like a drug because we're getting screwed over in so many different ways. The ladies, they like the Kardashians. They like the runway models. I assume they like the RuPaul's Drag Race. They got to be the ones watching that. Them and the gays. But, you know, that's what I think. And, you know, football is upon us. It's a very exciting time in my life. You know, it's great. You could sense the fall's coming. The air's getting a little crisper. The emotion is coming up. The preseason games, we're seeing who's looking tough, who's looking like they're going to be a disaster. And that's another thing. When your team looks like a disaster, you're just going to drink, you're going to bitch, and you're going to complain. And you're going to say, sell the team, fire the GM, fire the coach, bench the quarterback. you gotta just bitch and bitch and bitch, because that's the only way to get through the season when your team's a tire fire, you know? I know the Raiders have been tire fires this whole last 2 decades that I've been watching football intensely, you know? They have been tire fires more than they've been, you know, playoff contenders. And that's how you get through a season. You're like, man, the young guys look good at least. You know, this promising receiver, this third rounder, maybe by next year he can develop into a star. The kicker looks good. The punter? That's the weirdest thing. The Raiders always develop great punters and kickers. You know, you need them when your defense sucks, when your offensive line can't block, when your quarterback keeps getting sacked and hurt because he can't stay upright. Receivers keep dropping the ball. Running back gets turf toe. You got a Liz Franck. He's out for the year. ACL's tear. Our ACL, our Achilles keep tearing, you know? It's just, it's a mess. You're listening to medical reports. Have you, I don't even play fantasy football. That's the other thing. Fantasy football would destroy me. Gambling about football, too. I don't gamble about football. If I did, I would be homeless. I would be carless, penniless. I would lose my ass. I love the game. I don't watch other teams play. If they're on, I'll watch. But, you know, the Raiders are it for me. You know, I grew up in New Mexico. The Lobos were never good at football. I watch college basketball. I do not watch college football. And it's, you know, it's kind of regional. You're from the South. You're a pretty diehard college football fan. You're not. Yeah, that's it. Football is a drug, baby. And it's a drug I like. I don't like the drugs. The drug like me. No, I like the drugs. Like that Marilyn Manson song. You know, I like the drugs. And, you know, the NFL might not like me so much, but I like it. And I chase it. And I buy it. And I buy the red zone. I buy the Sunday ticket. I'm going to try. Oh, sorry about that gross snot sound. But I, you know, this year, me and my brother and my dad were looking to go to Vegas, looking to see a game, make a good weekend out of it. So maybe around my birthday. So that'd be great. You know, I really want to see them at the new stadium. My dad does too. We're going to try to make it happen. And this podcast, hopefully it'll help me get there. If it doesn't, you know, oh well, so be it. I love the Raiders, their tradition. The Autumn Wind, baby, it's a pirate. I love that song. Look for it on YouTube. It just gets you pumped. It's just the mystique of the Raiders. The legendary beauty of that team. The pirate. They swaggering boisterously. It's a villain. They are a villainous team. They're meant to scare the other 31 teams in the NFL. They are rebels. They are outcasts. They're the losers. They're not supposed to win, but they do. The Raiders are magical. The Raiders are mysterious. The Raiders are me. Have you ever felt like an outcast, like a freak, like you don't fit in? The Raiders are your team. The Raiders are where you belong. The Raiders are trailblazers in equality. And they've tried to help people. They've helped minorities more than any other team. They're trailblazers in... I shouldn't really say that, but they're notably, they've hired the first Hispanic head coach, the first Black head coach, the first woman executive. Now we have another minority woman president, the first one that's ever happened. Look, with Tom Flores, he won 2 Super Bowls with the team. He finally gets into the Hall of Fame. It hasn't happened. I don't really think that's happened anywhere else in sports, where a Hispanic coach won 2 championships with a professional team. Maybe it has. You can look it up, but I don't think it has. Coach Flores. That's a big deal. A guy like Jim Plunkett, Hispanic American quarterback, winning 2 Super Bowls. It always gets swept under the rug. You know, I wish it would get a little more notoriety, a little more attention. The Raiders, man. The Raiders are that thorn in the side of the NFL. They're that thorn in the side of your perfect Broncos, your perfect Cowboys. The teams that do things the right way. The things that do things the old-fashioned way. No, the Raiders are trailblazers, man. The Raiders are rebels. The Raiders are going to punch you in the mouth. The Raiders are going to run over your ass. They're going to dominate you. Just win, baby. That's the motto. That's the creed. Commitment to excellence. Through and through. They wear the silver, they wear the black. They never surrender, they always attack. That's their song. That's their motto. Al Davis, not Mark Davis. Mark Davis has a thing for his dad. He wants to be like his dad. He wants to win. That guy has... If you want to look at Mark Davis, you can Google Mark Davis. He has a dumb haircut. But he loves that dumb haircut. He trusts it. He has so much goddamn faith in himself. He has so much belief in himself and his look. He doesn't give a shit what you think. He loves that haircut, man. And you know, if you're so, we could walk around and act like we're so fucking self-confident in ourselves. We have so much pride and poise. It's another Raiders mantra. But I'm just saying, you know, the Raiders, man, they're different. They're cool. The silver and black. It's badass. And I love them. I hate that I like them so much. They piss me off so many times. I hate it. I've punched walls. How angry I've gotten when they lose, when they get stupid penalties, when they get false starts, when they're holding, all the dumb shit some of the players have done, all the draft busts, all the pain, all the misery. And maybe this winter season I'm in for more misery and more pain. But hey, I'll still be there at the end. And you know, that's the problem with politics. We have to stop treating it like a sports team, our favorite sports team. If we can stop doing that, we can stop having these psychotic cults. We can start talking to our neighbors again. We can start being friends again. We can start talking about footballs again. Look, that's so weird. We won't even talk to our neighbors for fear that they believe what we believe politically. That's sad. That should never be the case. Never. We can disagree on, you know, like, that's why we don't talk about religion. We don't talk about politics. We got to stop treating our religion like a sports team. We got to stop treating politics like sports teams, okay? That's all I wanted to say. And it makes sense. I think I make sense, right? It's a pretty decent argument. Look, I don't know if you think anything different. I don't think if, just look at the state of the United States. I mean, we're so divided. It's sad. It's sad that we can't talk without politics being brought up, and then that divides us. That's the point, the sticking point of, can you be my friend? Can we be friends? Can we talk in the future? We could miss out on some great friendships. And is it really that's what's in your heart? That racist nonsense is in your heart? That's how you want to judge people? That's the only way you think you can trust people? They look like you, if they think like you, if they hold your same ideals on politics, on Donald Trump, of all people? If you don't like Trump, I can't be your friend? If you don't like Trump, you're a pedophile? You're a groomer? You're in some sort of George Soros cabal? You get paid by George Soros to go and protest? You hate the cops? You want to kill cops? You want to burn down cities? All that bullshit and nonsense? Really? Come on, guys. That's the stupidest shit ever. It's all for a guy who doesn't give a fuck about you. He doesn't care about you. You're a fucking peasant to him. He'll walk on your back. He'll piss on your back and tell you it's raining. That's him. That's who he is. He's up here, you're down here. All he's looking for you is to fucking take the money out of your pocket. That's all he wants you for. You're his pay pigs, his cash cows. That's all you'll ever be to him. He doesn't give a damn about you. And you gotta stop treating him like he's your favorite sports team. Go back to your favorite sports team. Leave politics where it should be. Quietly observed every 2 to 4 years in the voting booth. Stop watching Fox News 10 to 12 hours a day. Stop listening to talk radio the other 4 to 6 hours a day. You're going to be a lot happier. Your blood pressure is going to go down. Read a book. Look at a mock draft. Mock drafts are fun. They can be fun. I'm just saying, man, Save the rivalries for sports. The hell with politics. I want you to care less about politics. I want you to stop looking at the internet